Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So Garrett, starting off this afternoon, we're sort of moving slightly sideways, I suppose, from movie news because streaming is where it's at in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and we've had the big news this week of all the Oscar nominations and all the mention, a lot been said about that already. But I suppose the first story here, moving into sort of peak TV world, involves an Oscar nominee, and that is Parasite, because there's been a lot of talk about the fact that HBO and Adam McKay as an executive producer want to turn this into a limited TV series. So this is exciting. People not quite sure what is going to happen with it, but it seems that it's going to be an extension in terms of stuff that couldn't feature in the movie. Obviously, it's going to be probably an American set movie that those American audiences won't have to contend with the subtitles.
Right.
But you can see this been a success because I suppose Adam McKay has been behind Succession, and that has been one of the breakout hits of last year as well. But Parasite, big success as well for all involved, racking up, you know, big takings at the box office. It had an $11 million budget, but it's made $131 million at the global box office.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
So, you know, for a South Korean movie to be first to be nominated as well, and it's the first one from that country to be nominated for the Oscars, and it's there for Best International Feature and Best Picture, and we're now going to get to see it on the small screen as well.
Interesting. Meanwhile, over at Netflix, the drama You, what is happening with that?
Yeah, it's heading for a third season. The renewal of this has been announced just 3 weeks after the release of the second season on the service. The third season will consist of 10 episodes and it is slated to come our way in 2021. The second season was the first actually to exclusively be debuted on Netflix because it was originally on Lifetime, that TV network. So it featured Joe Goldberg moving from New York to Los Angeles to escape his past and starts over with a new identity. So season three of You on the way.
Okay, and you some Star Trek news for us this afternoon?
Yeah, so we know that they've got the Picard series that's coming our way. This is CBS All Access is doing it. See, what we're going to hear is that there's a lot of new streamers and stuff coming
our
way.
Hard to keep up, really.
Yeah, so they're announcing all their new shows and they've decided they're going to do a second season of this, even though the first has not debuted as yet. But people kind of knew this was coming because actually the showmakers had received $20 million in tax credits to shoot in California. So people were kind of going, they must be going to do it. So yeah, a second season of Star Trek Picard. They've also announced as well, actually, that they're going to be doing another season of Star Trek Discovery. That'll make it its third season. And an animated comedy called Star Trek Lower Decks as well. But interesting for fans of Star Trek for the Picard series, it will see some returning cast from episodes or from series that they'll remember before. So Jonathan Frakes will return, Brent Spinner, Marina Sirtis, Jerry Ryan and Jonathan Del Arco are all returning for the Picard
back.
Series.
Okay, we're staying with Netflix for The Witcher.
Yeah, so The Witcher kind of proved to be one of the most successful big budget fantasy epics for the streamer.
This is Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Henry Cavill, and a second season now is on the way because Henry Cavill has said that they are in pre-production right now and they're going to work on a batch of new episodes which they'll shoot this year. So they're fast tracking it because of the success of it, and it's most likely to air in early 2021. So if you're a fan of The Witcher, that's good news.
Okay, what about William H. Macy's Shameless?
Shameless has been running on Showtime for many seasons and they're now going to do an 11th and final season.
Okay.
They've announced that it's going to be the last one. So, a huge success.
Really,
obviously, it was on the UK. It was in the UK first, and then I didn't think it would work over there.
No, exactly.
And
it's like the way The Office moved over, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been an absolutely huge success. It'll be the longest running series that Showtime will have done. Showtime have also announced that the L Word Generation Q has been renewed, as is Work in Progress. And they've announced some dates for some series that are very popular here. Billions for instance, mm-hmm. people really like.
Yeah.
May 3rd, season 5 of that is coming. Penny Dreadful, City of Angels as well, will be debuting on April 26th. They have cancelled some. They've decided not to proceed with Mark Bowles' spy thriller Intelligence, which received a commitment back in April, but it looks now like they've decided not to move on with it.
Okay, now here is a character that came from a movie. We're talking about Clarice.
Clarice. So this is CBS. They've decided that they're going to move forward on a crime drama series based on the famous character of Clarice Starling from the Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, the Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal,
yeah.
Well, so a great character.
A great character. Yeah. You had Jodie Foster.
Super
and
in it.
Julianne Moore played the character. So the project has a pilot script written and it does plan to go to series, but the decision for that won't be made, I suppose, until after the pilot is filmed and they see sort of what support there is for from CBS in terms of what they think of it. But yeah, a lot of these old properties
interesting,
getting
isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what about Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his younger years?
I found this one curious because NBC have decided that they're going to do a straight to series order for Young Rock. This is a series about the early life, tumultuous childhood and formative years of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The first season will consist of 11 episodes, all of which Johnson will executive produce and appear in
as a
cast member
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. The exact time in Johnson's life the series will explore is not specified, but his years leading up to his professional football and wrestling careers are the likeliest in this sense. So there you go.
Okay, that is Young Rock. What about Night School?
Night School, if you remember, was a film just recently with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. Well, this has got an order as well for a pilot for a series.
Again,
on this.
Movie to TV?
Yeah, so this is a multicam series. Follows adults at a night school who unexpectedly bond and find themselves helping each other both inside and outside of the classroom. And also interesting to note that there's a reboot planned of the 1980s adult drama 30-something as well from NBC.
I used to love that.
Yeah.
Westworld?
Westworld is coming back. They've announced that March 15th is going to be the release of the third season. In that, they'll have returning cast members, Evan Rachel Wood, Thandi Newton, Ed Harris, but joining the cast, Aaron Paul and Vincent Cassell as well. So co-showrunner Jonathan Nolan has previously said that the new season's theme is New World, with the aim of showing off a dystopia that may be corrupt on the inside but can still look beautiful on the outside.
Okay, and a quick word on Peak TV.
Yeah, Peak TV. So this is FX network chairman John Landgraf. He's kind of become famous for sort of announcing the state of play and where Peak TV is at. He confirmed in a keynote that this 2019 there's been approximately 532 scripted original series and limited series on air in the United States, which is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's up 7% from 2018, and it's probably only going to expand because we've got HBO Max and Peacock on the way as well, Apple TV in the game, Disney Plus, FX and Hulu. So many of these channels that are bringing streamers to play, and a lot more TV on our way. So that's an extraordinary number, 532 scripted and limited series.
All right, let's return to the big screen with our trailer this week. What are you recommending?
Yeah, so check out the trailer for Downhill. This is a remake, actually, of a 2014 Swedish comedy. I don't know if you remember it, Force Majeure.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, this is, it's a sort of complete remake, except with a cast that you will know. You've got Will Ferrell in there, Julia Louis-Dreyfus as well. It's directed by the duo Nat Faxon and Jim Rash. And
I did have a look at the trailer. It looks quite funny, actually.
It does look funny. So basically, it's this family that sort of survive an avalanche, and their whole kind of being is brought into question because of what the husband does during the avalanche.
Well, so, it's driving them all mad, basically.
Yeah, it's coming out in the US in February, February 14th, actually. So we'll be getting it not long afterwards. So check out the trailer for Downhill.
And Downhill, worth looking at the trailer. Let's look at new releases in cinemas this weekend, beginning with Bombshell.
I can't get fired. This is the only job I have ever wanted. I don't want to be on TV. I want to be on Fox.
Uh-huh.
My family, every day, every holiday, like especially holidays, we watch Fox News. We're like addicts. Fox is how we do church. You know when they made the corner logo turn? Because folks had Fox burned into their TV screens? That's us.
Caleb, you're not getting fired. He cannot scale his anger. He's a perpetual outrage machine. That's why crazies love him. No offense to your family. You want to do the folders?
No crying at Fox.
No crying.
That's one of the big releases this weekend. Margot Robbie and Kate McKinnon there in Bombshell.
Yeah, joined by Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron and John Lithgow. This is the true story and horrifying story, really, of the group of women who take on Fox News head Roger Ailes and the toxic atmosphere he presided over at the network.
Yeah, Jonathan Lithgow is good in it, I have to say. And I mean, it's very, very well cast. Charlize Theron, as you might have seen in trailers, kind of unrecognisable, and she's getting a lot of praise for her role, and rightly so. It's very good. I mean, it's such a disturbing story because it's based on fact. Yeah. Well, a little bit flat at the very end for me would be the only thing I'd say, but definitely worth watching. That's Bombshell.
And strange that we had The Loudest Voice. That was the Russell Crowe series, you know, and Naomi Watts starring in that as well, that just came along just recently.
Exactly.
As well. Pretty much the exact same story, yeah. But this is the more condensed version. Mm. So we've also got Bad Boys for Life. This is Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett back together for one last ride into the highly anticipated Bad Boys for Life. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence starring in that one. Just Mercy is about a world-renowned civil rights defense attorney. Brian Stevenson works to free a wrongly condemned death row prisoner. Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx, Brie Larson starring in that one. Weathering with You is a high school boy who has run away to Tokyo, befriends a girl who appears to be able to manipulate the weather in this animation. We've also got a movie called Waves, which traces the journey of a suburban family led by a well-intentioned but domineering father as they navigate love, forgiveness, and coming together in the aftermath of a loss. Taylor Russell and Kelvin Harrison Jr. star in that one. And then finally, A Hidden Life is about a conscientious objector refuses to fight for the Nazis in World War II. That is your selection this week.
Yeah, that's A Hidden Life, directed by Terrence Malick. Quite a range of movies in cinemas this weekend. What TV movie are you recommending?
It's an Oscar winner. It's about a faded movie star famous for his role in a series of superhero movies 20 years previously. He tries to reclaim his artistic integrity by directing and starring in a Broadway play. And of course, it doesn't go right. Michael Keaton, Edward Norton and Emma Stone starring in Birdman. Enjoyed this movie.
It is enjoyable, actually. And I suppose we've been talking a lot about 1917 in one shot. Birdman was the same, wasn't it?
It was the same. It was all done in one shot. Chivo, the cinematographer, I think, was awarded for that as well, for his skill in making it. But it's on 11 p.m. tonight on BBC Two.
That is Birdman. Nice choice. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.